This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked again, and that's okay. Not everybody listens to my show. If I still have any student loan debt after going to medical school, and I took care of that years ago, thank God. I didn't really have to borrow as much. I think I only needed to borrow about $80,000, if I remember correctly. I worked all through college, so I didn't have to borrow in college, and I got an academic scholarship, so I only had to really support myself and buy books and lab fees with my part-time jobs. And then medical school, I also waited tables. So I borrowed what I needed to for school and for living, but I also waited tables to, you know, pay off my car, truck, and, you know, things like that. So luckily I don't have any more student loan debt, and I don't like student loan debt, and I had to make some decisions, you know, on where I wanted to go to school, where I could go to school, and I didn't really apply to the expensive schools. I applied to state school. Well, not really much. I think I only applied to two places for medical school because I was pretty confident and I really wanted to be in state. And so, one, because of the cost, and two, because it was a good school. So I went to UNR Medical School, so happy. I did my last year at UCLA so I could, you know, nab my husband and marry him, and then, because I dated everybody in Reno. I'm glad I didn't borrow more money. I'm glad I didn't go to a much more expensive Ivy League school, as if I could have gotten into it. I mean, I had good grades. I graduated cum laude, but, you know, I just didn't even think about it because I didn't want to spend the money, and I wanted to borrow as little as possible. If somebody had told me, look, Dahlia, your student loan debt will be erased, so go and pick any college you want because there's a good chance your student loan debt would be erased, I probably still wouldn't have changed it. Because one is I wouldn't have trusted that. I would have been like, nah, I don't want to be $200,000-$300,000 in debt. And then that doesn't happen. So no, I think I'll still pick what I can handle. I'm, you know, working through this. I calculated it before I ever borrow money. I, you know, have a plan in place because I don't want to burden society. I don't want, you know, I don't want another taxpayer to have to pay for me and my career ambitions. Their tax dollars should go to, you know, the schools and protecting their schools, or go to the road by their house, or go to, Medicaid. So I probably wouldn't have made that much of a difference. It wouldn't have made a difference. But now young students are starting to rethink that. And they're like, well, wait a second here. If college is going to be free and student loan debt is going to be free, maybe I should start borrowing. And I'm mixed on that because having students and teaching for years, what some of these schools are charging is absolutely ridiculous. And they are leaving college or leaving medical school or, you know, whatever school they're in with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. And I get how they need that help. I understand that. On the flip side, it's going to be very similar to Obamacare if we decide to just wipe off everybody's debt and keep paying the debt. Because what happened with Obamacare? The insurance rates went up. So insurance got more money. And so will the schools do the same thing? See, I want college to be cheaper. I don't want taxpayers paying inflated college rates for students. I want students to be able to go to college cheaper. The problem is which colleges? You know, if somebody wants to go to Harvard, do we have to pay for that? I'd like to go to Harvard. I mean, you're going to have a whole bunch of people wanting to go to college. dropping out of work to go to college if it looks like it's going to get paid. So it's a very delicate balance. So the Biden administration right now wants to make good on a promise that they're going to wipe out student loans. They need the college vote. They need the millennials. They need the Gen Zs on their side. But it could be very unpopular. One, because multiple people had busted their butts to pay off their loans. Two, multiple students chose inexpensive colleges and, you know, could have borrowed more money if they knew it was going to get wiped out. So currently it looks like that it might be a $10,000 student loan forgiveness. Now, is that going to be enough? If everybody gets $10,000 knocked off their student loans, is that going to be enough? Well, the people who want more loans paid off are going to be upset. Those who don't want any money going to that, that could, you know, still cost the country billions of dollars. And I don't know. I mean, I think it'll make voters happy, and I think it might help them in the election. But is that going to make the difference that's needed? So some Democrats and activists, according to CNBC, have insisted that Joe Biden needs to cancel at least $50,000 per borrower to make a meaningful impact on the country's $1.7 trillion outstanding student loan balance. More than 40 million Americans are in debt for their education, and about 25% of those borrowers are in delinquency or default. So Biden had vowed immediate debt cancellation of $10,000 per borrower. And he hadn't said anything about limiting the relief to people who earn under a certain amount. Now the administration is looking at maybe income caps of $150,000 for individuals and $300,000 for married couples for the relief. So, you know, one concern I have is if there is $1.7 trillion that is supposed to be coming into the U.S., that money could go to food programs for starving kids. That money could go to health care. That money could go to, a baby formula production. That, you know, so it's one of those things where I love students. I love college students, and I want to support them in their need to have cheaper schooling and not be burdened with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. But on the flip side, our government needs money because we're spending money, and we're sending millions upon billions to Ukraine. Is now the time to not collect that money? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this Monday is Memorial Day, and we honor the men and women who have died while serving in the U.S. military. Many people go, okay, barbecues and party, but it is Memorial Day. There is some, you know, significance to it, a lot of significance. So it happens this Monday, the 30th, and it was originally known as Decoration Day, according to History.com. And its roots came from after the Civil War. It didn't become an official federal holiday till the 70s, but we have been honoring our soldiers in multiple different ways, and its birth came from the Civil War, which ended in the spring of 1865. The Civil War claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history and required the establishment of us having some of the first of the national cemeteries. By the late 1860s, Americans, according to History.com, had begun holding springtime tributes to those countless fallen soldiers, decorating their graves with flowers and reciting prayers. So while some people, you know, some areas still, you know, stricken with snow and winter and not having to bloom, by May, there was, you know, or by springtime, there were multiple opportunities then to kind of go out there, do some, you know, grab some flowers and do some memorialization. They say it's still unclear where exactly the tradition originated. They said some records show that the earliest Memorial Day commemorations were organized by a group of formerly enslaved people in Charleston, South Carolina. This was less than a month after the Confederacy surrendered in 1865. Now, in 1966, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. Waterloo celebrated it May 5th, 1866, and they would host an annual community-wide event. Businesses would close, residents would decorate the graves of soldiers with flowers and flags. So since 1866, May 5th, that's when they, you know, believe it got its roots. May 5th, 1868, a couple years later, General John Logan, leader of an organization for Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance later that month. They said the 30th of May is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. So they call it Decoration Day. And they did that so it wouldn't necessarily have to do with any particular battle. So anybody that fought in the Revolutionary War, War of 1812, could be honored. On the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery. There were 5,000 participants there, decorating the graves of 20,000 Civil War soldiers. Many northern states held commemorative events. By 1890, every state had made Decoration Day an official state holiday. They say southern states had continued to honor the dead on separate days until after World War I. So Memorial Day later took over as being Decoration Day, originally honoring those fighting in the Civil War. But during World War I, the U.S. found that, you know, the holiday should also commemorate those who died in all wars, World War II, and then later, World War II, Vietnam, Korean War, Iraq, Afghanistan, ones even before that. So Memorial Day is observed on May 30th, all right? So May 30th, which ends up being the one that our Memorial Day has fallen on, is actually the day that General Logan had selected. But in 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May in order to create a three-day weekend for federal employees. The change went into effect in 1971, so that declared Memorial Day a federal holiday. So that's why Memorial Day is now a three-day weekend. But May 30th is actually the day it's supposed to be celebrated on, and that's what we're doing. So, there was this really big push for there to be three-day weekends and federal holidays, and you're going to see that come about probably, it's going to be probably this next decade, something that's going to be continually, resurfacing, bringing up in terms of four-day work weeks. And I think eventually we're going to see in America a four-day work week. I'm a little mixed on that, but I see the advantages. I also see the disadvantages, so we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, rather than working 5 days, people would want to work and only work four. I work every day. I mean, I see patients every day online, and, you know, I'm always working in the news. So, you know, I don't get a day off, but, I could take a day off. I just choose not to because there's so much I need to do. So, but it'll be interesting. So Memorial Day parades, I mean, so many things, you know, are done. Memorial Day sometimes also comes with specials. So you're going to, you know, see, I don't know if it's like, you know, free tacos. There's going to be Memorial Day sales. I don't mind it. I get how, you know, Memorial Day will allow people to have that extra day so they could go shopping. So major retailers are going to have discounts, you know, Amazon, Bed Bath & Beyond, Best Buy, eBay, Lowe's. I guess, is offering major savings on tools for lawn care and do-it-yourself. Macy's has them, Nordstrom, Overstock, REI, Sam's Club, Target, Home Depot. So, you know, there's, you know, people are going to be obviously, you know, targeting consumers. I want to, though, just quickly talk about some safety tips. I know that's not the most exciting thing to talk about on the show, but while we're honoring those who have fallen and those who have sacrificed, many of us are going to be out of town, you know, and many of us are going to be on the road, or many of us are going to be at a party, or we're going to be on the beach. And so, sadly, there's water injuries, drownings could rise this weekend. It is one of the most dangerous holidays. According to actually National Coalition for Safer Roads, Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. Grill injuries can occur. Throughout the U.S., we're seeing record high temperatures. We need to stay safe out of the sun, by the grill, in the water, and on the roads. So we need to be safe. So sun safety. So you're going to be outside. You're going to be barbecuing. Hydrate. Stay in the shade. Protect your skin, you know, from UV rays. Sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or greater should be applied 15 to 30 minutes prior to going outside. Reapply every 2 hours or more if you're swimming. Avoid excessive alcohol because it can accelerate dehydration. Put one at greater risk of injuries and heat exhaustion. We speak about heat exhaustion and heat stroke often. We're going to probably talk about that more this summer. But keep in mind, we are going to have some very, very high temperatures, some record temperatures in some areas. It's not going to be easy. Keep in mind of that. Grill safety. So we got the grill. Grill's a big deal on Memorial Day. And I think it's a great idea. I think it's also a great way to save money. You know, everybody wants to do something on their day off. So everybody bring a dish. All right? We're going to, you know, bring the grill, have a bunch of yummy dishes, yummy food. See, people like it because sometimes they don't like to eat, you know, their wife's cooking. You know, so it's always nice to see what, you know, somebody else's wife brings or husband brings. But sadly, in 2012, a man caught fire after spraying sunscreen prior to heading over to the grill. So then he had spray on sunscreen. He probably was shirtless. And then he ends up sustaining multiple second degree burns because the fire ignited on him. Sunscreen can be flammable, so make sure it is dry prior to grilling. Maybe use lotion instead of a spray-on. Keep the grill outdoors. Avoid low roofing, branches, trees. Watch the little kids. Keep them and the pets away from the barbecue. They say assign someone to watch the grill. If you need to step away during grilling, do not add lighter fluid to already ignited coals to make the fire look bigger and the kids think you're super cool. If there is a fire, stop, drop, and roll on the ground until the flames expire. If somebody's on fire, call 911. If there is a minor burn injury, run it under cool water. Avoid cold or ice. Run it under cool water for 10 to 20 minutes. Bandage and see a medical provider. We got people that are going to be in the pool, people drinking. Avoid drinking alcohol when you're swimming. Avoid drinking alcohol if you're engaged in water sports. Avoid drinking alcohol if you're supposed to watch the kids in the water. Make sure all kids are within arm reach. Use life vests. Make sure the kids are in appropriate size life vests. Never swim alone. And then road safety. All right? Know your route. All right? Don't be sitting there checking your GPS and looking down at your phone. Make sure you have extra travel time. Expect delays. Consider leaving a day or two early. You know, we're going to come back on Monday. It's going to be traffic. You know, maybe, you know, leave, I don't know, not during the peak times. Drive the speed limit. Avoid tailgating. There are going to be, especially the curves in the road, people slamming on their brakes. Make sure you have plenty of water supplies and a first aid kit in the car. Because if the car overheats or you're stuck on the road, look at what happened to people stuck in the snow. You could be stuck in the heat. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travel is underway. Most people are choosing to drive this Memorial Day weekend, and today will be the busiest day for traffic. For those taking to the skies, at least one airline is bracing for disruptions. Not only is Delta offering waivers due to weather, but it's also cutting more flights. This as the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.60 a gallon across the country. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair saying that price is not deterring people from driving.
Folks are wanting to get out and do something, and I think that's why, despite record high gasoline prices, $4.60 per gallon nationwide, we've never seen that price before. That's why folks are getting out and doing things.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News. The murderer who shot and killed 19 students at a Texas elementary school is no stranger to police in his town of Uvalde. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez saying he was arrested 4 years ago for making threats.
For saying, you know, when I'm a senior in 2022, I'm going to shoot up a school.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Because he was a juvenile at the time, this may not have been on his criminal record. But it's unclear if that information was uploaded to a federal gun buying database. The killer legally bought the weapon on his 18th birthday. The number of speakers at Friday's NRA convention in Houston is dwindling. Senator John Cornyn and Houston area Congressman Dan Crenshaw were already out. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is out as well. He's sending a pre-taped speech instead. Texas's Lieutenant Governor also pulling out, saying he did not want the appearance to bring more grief to the victims of the school shooting in Texas. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're getting ready for the holiday, you know, do you like pina coladas? I love pina coladas. Apparently, one pina colada contains as much sugar as 8 Krispy Kreme glazed donuts and as many calories as a Big Mac. Oh, man. So for those of you who want to drink your calories, thinking you'll lose weight because you're not going to eat too much, you might want to cut back on those calories, too. So there are health statistics that these are coming from Nutritionix and DailyMail.com, where they looked at the calorie and sugar content of more than 20 popular cocktails and summer drinks. Nutritionix claims to be the largest nutrition database globally. They also looked at some official sources. And they say pina colada is the most calorific and sugar-laden cocktail available by far, with about 650 calories equivalent to a Big Mac. There are 84 grams of sugar in a single glass. Now, a Bud Light Lime-a-Rita, which is a margarita plus lime-flavored beer, that came in second with almost twice as many calories as a 190-calorie glazed donut. A typical margarita, just a regular run-of-the-mill margarita, came in third. Calories equivalent to two 139-calorie Coke cans. So for those of you that are like, I can't drink Coca-Cola because of the sugar, so let me take a beer or a margarita, you might be getting more sugar than that. Dr. Leah Kaufman, a dietitian at NYU Langone, told DailyMail.com that cocktails contain so many calories because of the sugary syrups used to make them. They said alcohol content in the drinks also bumped up the calorie counts, but even drinking mocktail versions won't drastically reduce the total. So some of you will say, this is what I'm going to do, all right? I want a taste of a strawberry daiquiri, but if I cut the alcohol, I'll cut the calories. You're right. Cutting the alcohol will cut some of the calories, but so much of the sugar of these mocktails or of these drinks are in the mocktail aspect of it. So the strawberry syrup and the, you know, oh my gosh, grenadine is very sugary. And mind you, one of my favorite drinks I like to make is called the Jolly Rancher. And the Jolly Rancher, it starts with a rum base, and then I put either some fruit punch in there or some lemonade or some sort of juice, maybe a strawberry juice. Then I add you can make a Jolly Rancher a variety of ways, but then I add watermelon, you know, pucker, maybe some sour apple pucker, depending on how I feel, some sour apple or some watermelon because it's a Jolly Rancher. Then I cut it with a little bit of Sprite, you know, so you get just a little bit of bubbles. And let me see, what else do I like to add to it? All right. No, I really don't like triple sec. Some sweet and sour. I might add a little sweet and sour to it. Maybe a little bit of lemon, maybe a little bit of grenadine. It's called a Jolly Rancher. Okay, that thing is enough to give you cavity just looking at it. I don't drink those, but, you know, when I, you know, if I ever get behind the bar, and there's, you know, ample sorts of mixers available to me, I'll make people Jolly Ranchers, and they love my Jolly Rancher. So, all right, so let's just kind of take a look at what some of these numbers look like. And sorry to do this to you guys. Pina colada, 656 calories with 84 grams of sugar. Lime-a-Rita, 330 calories, 29.1 grams of sugar. That's equivalent to about a donut and a half in terms of calories, or almost three donuts of Krispy Kremes. Margaritas, 300 calories, 19 grams of sugar. A Long Island iced tea. All right? I'm not a big iced tea drinker, but when I drink iced tea, it's Long Island. Right? You know, just to give tribute to my New York buddies. Long Island iced tea is 256 calories, 11 grams of sugar. A spritzer, 209 calories, 21 grams of sugar. A gin and tonic. Now, gin and tonic. I will sometimes order a gin and tonic. Because remember, there was a study on which alcohol raised metabolism. And I still remember that. Hold on a second. Let me look it up. Let me look it up. Not that I'm advocating drinking gin, but there was one study that looked at, here we go, consumption of gin resulted in a marked increase in metabolic rate. So there was some, the core ingredient are the juniper berries. Now, these were researchers at Latvia's university. I still think the alcohol content outweighs any sort of metabolic bump you might get. But rather than drinking a sugary drink, when somebody says, let me get you something, I'd say, okay, well, gin and tonic. It still has 14 grams of sugar. It still has at least 200 calories. Now, many people order a skinny margarita. Skinny margarita is something that has less sugar. That still has 184 calories, 8 grams of sugar. So still more than a Coca-Cola. Now, some of you will go for the wine. I'll take a rosé. Well, a rosé is about 147 calories, 6.25 grams of sugar. Bud Light, 147 calories, 8.8 grams of sugar. A White Claw. White Claws seem to be the least, you know, of this list. I'm not a big fan of the taste of White Claw. You know, there's White Claws and Trulies. They say White Claws are 100 in calories, 2 grams of sugar. And so, you know, there's a lot of pressure for us to drink. You know, many of you luckily are in families or communities where alcohol isn't a big deal. But when you're in show business or when you're in, I mean, even medicine, I got to tell you, man, these doctors compound them, I tell you. But, I mean, you know, a lot of us are in industries where, let me get you a drink. We have a cocktail reception. We have a party. We have this. And it's very easy to say no. I've said no. I mean, I could say no. Trust me. Except to chocolate. I can't say no. Someone's like, would you like a piece of chocolate cake? I just can't. I can't. I don't even think I know the word yes in any, I mean, or know the word. I mean, no, I'm going to want the chocolate cake. But we do have a very alcohol-dependent society. And the reason why is people like how they feel initially. I hate how I feel afterwards. One glass of alcohol, I have trouble sleeping. So I don't like to drink that much. You know, I don't want the calories. I don't want to say something stupid. You know, I'm very loving. You have some people who are mean drunks. You have some people who are funny. I'm very, I don't want to say amorous in terms of sexual. I'm very, like, you know, let me surrogate your baby. Or, you know, you are, you know, beautiful and you know, nobody should, you know, if I wasn't married, I would be married to you. And I wouldn't. But I'm saying that to be nice to people. I'm saying that to, you know, my husband would go, you know, gosh, you know, why do you keep telling people that you'll surrogate their child? They haven't even come out as being homosexual yet. I go, really? You know, and so those are, you know, so I have to kind of check myself with that, you know, in terms of in terms of what I say. But, you know, some you do lose certain inhibitions. And, you know, people always say, gosh, you know, well, alcohol made me do something I wouldn't have done. You know, alcohol, I would have never said that. I just think alcohol reduces your inhibitions. You know, I think the potential, the propensity to want to do something and is, you know, we have all these filters. We're not going to say something. We're not going to be inappropriate. We're not going to. But with, you know, but let's say there's an office Christmas party and there's somebody that you've, you know, maybe subconsciously liked. With a little bit of alcohol, you might be very open about that. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of, you know, people drinking and getting drunk at office parties because that can, you know, get you fired. But as we're going into Memorial Day weekend, just keep in mind with the heat, you know, with car accidents, with kids swimming, you know, you're being at all, what's the word for it? You know, not at your best, being distracted, and alcohol can do that, can sadly, you know, put some things at risk. And just, you know, if you need an excuse to not drink, just think of the calories. Think of the sugar. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
800-800-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So it's summertime, and with summer comes some fantastic vitamin D, some fantastic fun, but also we have to worry about other things like skin cancer, ticks, mosquito bites. So joining us next is renowned dermatologist from Los Angeles, Dr. Jessica Wu, to kind of talk to us about some of the skincare essentials that we need to be aware of. Dr. Wu, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
And I know you're busy, and, you know, this is definitely a busy time of year for you. Tell us what some of the advice you're giving patients and people right now as we're heading into the summer.
Yes, it is. It's a really busy time heading into Memorial Day and then summer right after that. And I would say for this season, my number one skincare tip is that bug spray is the new SPF. You mentioned the good things that the sun can give us. Well, it's really important that we protect ourselves from sunscreen. But in addition to that, as part of your routine before you head out the door, definitely add bug spray, because bug spray is just as important to protect yourself as sunscreen. And now this season, Off, which is the number one dermatologist recommended repellent brand, is making it easier than ever for us to protect ourselves and our families with their new Clean Feel and their new Kid Spray products.
We love Off. And, you know, we do travel a lot of times to the South. And it's after Zika, you know, and with everything we've seen that mosquitoes can vector, I agree with you as, you know, not only is it the only, is this the new SPF, but I just think it is such an important barrier because, you know, we just don't know what these mosquitoes and bugs transmit.
That's right. And you mentioned Zika, there's dengue, there's all sorts of other diseases that we probably don't even know of yet. And not only that, but some of my patients can scratch to the point where their skin can get infected. So that's why I tell my patients that prevention really is the best protection, which means that you've got to put the bug spray on before you head out the door. Now, the problem is that most Americans, in fact, according to a recent survey, two-thirds of Americans are not putting on their bug spray before they head out the door. They're waiting until they're outside, in some cases not until they're bitten, and that's kind of like waiting until you're sunburned to apply sunscreen. So it's a little too late in that situation. So that's why it's really important to add it to your routine. And for that, I really like Clean Feel because there's no odor. It's not greasy, so you can put it on, get dressed right away. It won't stick to your clothes. And you're going to be protected when you're outdoors up to 8 hours.
So true. Some doctors also recommend to spray the clothes.
Yes, yes, that's an excellent idea. Yes, and that's safe to do with Clean Feel because it's not going to damage your fabrics.
So one of the reasons why we've used Off is because it's a fine balance between one, protecting yourself from these pathogens and vectors, but also chemicals and exposure. I've been comfortable with the safety profile. I know a lot of people that don't use these products have those concerns. What do you tell people as it relates to, you know, the chemicals used for these products?
Well, I would agree with you that it's always a balance and it's always a personal choice, what you do for yourselves and for your families. And what's wonderful about Off is that there is a wide variety of products that you can choose from based on your activity level, based on what you prefer to use for yourselves, for your children, for your families. And specifically, what's wonderful about the new Kid Spray is that it's completely plant-powered insect repellent ingredients. So for those parents who choose to use plant-derived ingredients, it's a wonderful option. And it'll protect for up to 90 minutes.
So mosquitoes are smart. These are smart critters. And they use a little anesthetic, so you can't tell they're on you when they, you know, do their suck-blow mechanism. What blows my mind is when I was in South Carolina last summer, you know, I missed one small area, and that's the area the mosquito found. What is it about these products that gets most of the credit for repelling the mosquito?
So the wonderful thing about these products is that they've actually measured how well they work on mosquitoes by testing the sound of their wings, and that's one of the ways that they can test how effective it is. So that's how I know that these products are really effective. Now, if you are finding that you're in an area with a lot of mosquitoes, you can try like what you just recommended, which is to spray your clothing, because that'll give you additional benefits. Studies have shown that when you spray clothing, it works better than if you just spray your skin. So I encourage people, if they're in an area with a lot of mosquitoes, a lot of humidity, not just spray your skin, but also your clothing. And also choose the right Off
greasy,
product for,
you know,
your activity. Yes,
yeah.
it can,
you know,
be.
You sweat, so, yeah.
Yeah, the Clean Feel is not greasy,
yeah.
So, you know, it's wonderful for your clothes. You won't ruin your clothes.
We're speaking to Dr. Jessica Wu, renowned Los Angeles dermatologist. So, another fine balance is trying to get enough vitamin D, but trying to avoid skin cancer. This has been probably one of the most perplexing things in my career. What do you recommend to patients?
Well, I would say, and I tell my patients all the time, that I myself enjoy being outdoors. I like outdoor activities in the summer and the winter all year long. But I would say the most important thing is try not to get sunburned. The burn is what can lead to the most dangerous type of skin cancer, which is melanoma. And especially in children, you want to be really careful to protect that delicate skin. And vitamin D is important. You can get vitamin D just by exposing your exposed areas, your arms, your chest for 15 minutes, a couple times a week. So you don't need to burn or bake your entire body in order to get enough vitamin D for your body. And also a good idea to get your vitamin D levels checked by your doctor to see if it's something that needs to be supplemented.
Absolutely. And how often do you recommend patients do skin cancer screens?
In general, once a year you should get your skin checked for skin cancers. More often if you've had recent burns, if you've ever visited a tanning bed when you were younger, because those things will increase your risk of subsequent skin cancers. If you have a family history of melanoma in particular, then you should get checked more frequently. So in general, once a year, more frequently if you're at greater risk.
Great. We're talking to Dr. Jessica Wu, renowned Los Angeles dermatologist. So what other things do you recommend that people do coming into the holiday and then the summer?
Yes, well, when the sun is shining outside, I recommend wearing a wide-brim hat. And that's because it's not just important to protect your face, but remember, if you're pulling your hair back, that's exposing the back of your neck. It's also exposing your ears to burning. Your scalp can burn. And if you have a shorter hairstyle or finer hair, your scalp can burn as well. The second thing you should do is wear sunglasses. The bigger the better to protect that delicate thin skin area under and around your eyes. And remember, speaking of skin cancer, that you can get skin cancer in the back of your eye, especially if you have a history of it, family history of it, or if your eyes are light.
I love that. And then for lips, do you have any special specific recommendations for lips?
Yes. Don't forget the lips when you're applying sunscreen. Look for one that is preferably water resistant, so it doesn't just get licked off. But there are some wonderful lip balms that have SPF and lip ointments, even some that are tinted. Or you could even wear an opaque lipstick, because if the lipstick is bright red or opaque and you can't see your lips through it, neither can the sun.
Absolutely. How can my listeners find out more information, Dr. Wu?
So for more information, please go to off.com to find out more about Clean Feel and Kids Spray.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming on. Can't wait to have you back. And you have a safe summer.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.